Hi, this is Mr. Hubbard, and I'm reading Almost Super, Chapter 8, We Don't Even Have a Taco Night. Juanita grabbed us both by our collars. She might have looked small and fragile, but an instant she took two short steps and threw us into the bushes. I expected to be stopped by limbs and branches, but instead I fell through the foliage into an opening between the bushes and the wall of the school. Juanita had us trapped. I turned my back against the wall, bracing for her attack. Juanita crouched on her hands and knees. I could see white mist escaping from her mouth as she panted. "What were you saying in there about not being villains?" Her voice sounded sarcastic and reminded me who just destroyed the school library. I opened my mouth, but nothing came out. Benny jumped to my rescue. "Well, we wouldn't have had to destroy it if you hadn't tried to smash us." Juanita glared. In a much smaller voice, Benny said, "Do you think Mr. Wells is going to be mad?" "Oh, I think everybody is going to be mad, Bailey," Juanita said. "The only reason I don't turn you in right now is because it might give away my secret identity." Juanita turned her head and spit. "Does your mouth ever dry out with all that spitting you do?" I asked. Juanita didn't bother answering. "We'll probably have to tell the librarian," Benny said. Clearly, Juanita's mind games were working. That would be the right thing to do. "We were defending the school from a villain," I said, looking directly at Juanita. "We can't tell the librarian without explaining that we're superheroes." "Supervillains," Juanita said. "Superheroes. Supervillains. Superheroes. Supervill." "Can I say something?" Benny asked. Juanita shrugged. "I'm not your teacher. You can talk whenever you want." Benny cleared his throat. "I got my superpower on Monday, and it's worthless." I looked over at my brother in horror. Juanita's face went dark. Her eyes narrowed, and for a moment she looked like a snake about to strike. "What did you just say?" "He didn't say anything. Benny, don't say another word." Benny, of course, went right on talking. "My power lets me turn my belly button from an innie to an outie." He's got on his knees and lifted his shirt. With a soft pop, his belly button became an outie. Another pop, and it became an innie. That's my superpower. I couldn't help it. I slapped myself on the forehead. Now Juanita knew we were powerless. Or rather, that Benny was powerless. I could still try to bluff. "If you try to hurt him," I said, doing my best to sound threatening, "my power is..." I realized I should have thought of fake power earlier. "I can shoot microwaves out of my eyes." Benny looked surprised. "Microwaves? Wouldn't that hurt when they came out?" "They're all big and square." "Not the appliances, Benny," I said. "Just the waves."